The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Evroche. We are continuing our Akdama to clarify for ourselves the benefits of being a Baal Bitochen. I guess we'll all have to have Bitochen that we'll eventually learn about how to be a Baal Bitochen, because this Hakdama may take quite some time. But we'll try to put in some practical things into it also as we go along. So one of the Toelis, Bitochen for one's Avodas Hashem, and the truth is it's also for his peace of mind, is that a person is Boteach Bashem, he will be Boteach only in Hashem, and he will feel that he only needs to serve Hashem. He doesn't have to serve other people. Including this is that he wouldn't put his tikva in people. He wouldn't put his hopes in people and try to get help always from other people, and always try to find favor in other people's eyes, and even flatter them when they are not behaving properly, which is something which comes upon this neged halacha. Now, it does not mean that a person that be talking to Hashem, it totally disregards people. Because, as we said, the nekuda of bitochen is living with emes, living with the truth of the world. The truth of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our true place in the world to be those people that work together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he means. So, kamuvan, when we're saying that I'm not interested in what people think, doesn't mean I do strange things. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to do strange things. He wants to do things that we are ma'urav and mabrias. We are pleasant people to be with. And other rather, we say nice things to people. Says having makabel kolodim of the save upon the office. Person should always greet somebody with a smile. Famous the words of Rev Lapianzuch and Levocha and other tzaddikim. One's face is not a reshus yochid. It's not private property. Your face is a reshus rabim. It's public property, because when you come into contact with people, if you have this face of you're upset, even if you're not upset about that person, but that person very often thinks that there's something wrong with him. And if you greet him with a smile and a feeling that you're excited about meeting this person, that's a completely different thing. It's one of the biggest chasodim a person could do. I remember the Volbe has told us once that he went to some simcha, I think it was a tenoyim, and there was an old man there, an old man who was older than Volbe at the time. Said, who are you? He said, Shalom Avolbe, where are you from? So this man said, you know, in our shtetl, our little town in Europe, when a Jew would come in that wasn't from the shtetl, we'd walk up to him and say, Baruch Hashem, I can meet a new Jew that I can love. That was the greeting these people had. We, Baruch Hashem, are so blessed over here that we're surrounded by Jews all around, but sometimes we don't appreciate it. That's in every Jew we bump into. Is a Jew we can love, and we can give our love over to them. So once again, the fact that I'm not looking to find favor in other people's eyes doesn't mean that I'm not a pleasant person, I'm not making them feel good. The question is why I'm doing that. If I'm making people feel good constantly because I'm expecting that if I'm being nice to them, they're going to do something for me, or I'm afraid of them, or I want to get covered out of them, whatever it may be. If that's the reason why I'm doing it, so basically, that is stemming from a lack of bitochen Hashem, because I have to do X to people with a tzipia, with an expectation to get things out of them. And that type of feeling very often causes us frustration, because, oh, I was so nice to the other person, why isn't he doing this, and why isn't he doing that, and why isn't he mechaved me, and why isn't he 100 other whys? All the why questions generally stem from lack of bitochen. And if the reason why I did it to him and I was nice to him, I'm doing the same thing, And maybe he'll do something back to me, but I don't think about that. I'm doing it because I have bitachon Hashem. I know that Hashem wants me to emulate Hashem. And like Hashem wants to do good to us and to, it should be good for us, he wants us to be in the same fashion. No matter what I'm doing, I always feel good with it. Because if the guy appreciates it, wonderful. If he doesn't appreciate it, at least I'm happy that I did the right thing. Because once again, in respect to Mina Kodesh Boch, I did the perfect thing. And it doesn't make a difference one way or the other to me whether that person reacted the way I was expecting or I wanted to, or not the way. You know, we know that one of the sayings people say is that heartbreak is from expectations. And it's the same idea. I go through life expecting this and that from every person around me, from my wife, from my children, from my neighbors, from my friends, from my boss, from my workers. If you're living with big expectations, then generally you don't get them. Because once again, a relationship of expectations is a relationship that I'm looking what I could get out of these people. That's really where it's coming from, if you think deep down. And if you're coming from, no, I don't need anything from anybody. Kamuvan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have from people, I'm more than happy if it's beneficial for me. But my interactions with people is to be a good person. Because I'm Oved Hashem, I'm not Oved this person. Then I have no expectations because it's enough for me to feel good about it. That I'm doing the right thing. And there are people in the world like that, and we can be that way. It doesn't cost any money, and it's just a matter of a mind frame. I know people, anything, people are doing chasadon to people. One type of person doing a chesed, giving stokah, is always frustrating people not thanking him enough. It's a pity because he's not really doing it in 100%. He's doing a wonderful thing. Chas v'shalom, we're very happy that anybody is doing a stokah or a chesed. But he's living a frustrating life. And when he's doing it, you know why I'm trying to do a chesed for somebody or to give stokah to somebody? Because they're in need. Mahu racham avatachan. I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then whether they thank me or not, it's all the same. Fine, I feel bad for them if they don't understand that they're supposed to thank. Maybe sometimes if somebody I could be mechanech them, kamavan, within our family. We should be mechanech the family members to be good people and have a karas hatov. But that's not what I'm doing it for. And it's a beautiful revach from bitochen. Once again, it's just a matter of a mind frame. Do I need things from everybody? Do I need to find favor in their eyes? Or no? I'm doing things because they're right. Like the Rambam says, I'm doing the emes b'pnei shu emes. I'm doing the true things because that is the truth. That's what life is all about. And the male also, sometimes a person has to be ma'or, a person has to point out something to somebody else. And he doesn't have to be afraid. But he could do it in a pleasant fashion. My Rebbe, Rebbe Nissim Kirel Tzichon Levracha, he was such a sweet, not strong spoken person. But whenever anything came up, and his advice to me was also, which was a problematic, let's say, Alpi Halacha, he wasn't afraid to say it. And he said in a pleasant way, but the message was unequivocal. If this is also, it's also. If it's mutter, it's mutter. I remember Steinem Zichron Levracha. He was amazing in this thing. Some billionaire came to visit him, but it was done in a way, I don't want to get into the problem, that there was some halachic problem about the person visiting him at that time. And that billionaire had some rub or whatever that gave him a heter, which Reb Steinman felt was not reliable. So he told him this person came all the way from wherever to visit you. Reb Steinman said, I'm sorry, I cannot accept him today because I feel that there's a halachic problem with it. And it cost him money. The guy was very upset and insulted. But for him, he couldn't care less because Kamavan, we try not to hurt people's feelings and do it in a nice way. And after sure, we have to do it, everything in a most pleasant fashion. Mitzad Hasheni, I have to be good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what I'm focused on. So that's what we're talking about today, this point. Avitochen Hashem makes us focus that I have to be good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have to expect anything from anybody. And like in our micro circle, which is just within the family, how much that can make life so much more pleasant for me. If my wife, my children, or my husband need help, I'm helping them because I'm here for them. Kamuvan, like I said, it's in Yonam of Chinuch, people should be makir Torah, but I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because Hashem put me in this place of responsibility. And maybe the less expectations we have, the more pleasant life is. We should all be zeicher to a life, like we're saying, only to be over Hashem and see the tremendous Yad Hashem that comes out of that. Quote.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.